The sacrifices of wartime America during World War II were pointed to as models for the war against terrorism. The Nazis brought complex social and economic issues down to one single concept: the Aryan German in a death struggle with the international Jew. Nearly the same concept is widespread in America: the freedom-loving American in a war on terror with Muslim fanatics. Such us-against-them mentality has been used by despots for centuries to rally populations behind them. Media manipulation in the United States today is more efficient than it was in Nazi Germany, because here we have the pretense that we are getting all the information we want. That misconception prevents people from even looking for the truth, said Professor Mark Crispin Miller of New York University, who specializes in propaganda and the media. This arrogance of the Nazi mindset, along with their accepted method for hoodwinking the public, was voiced by an unnamed aide to President George W. Bush in 2002. In a New York Times Magazine article by Ron Suskind, this person referred to Suskind, and apparently all media reporters, as living in what we, the Bush administration, call the reality-based community. Such persons, stated this presidential aide, believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. That's not the way the world really works anymore. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you are studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors. And you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. This clearly echoes Hitler's stated belief that big lies repeated loudly and often will sway the masses of people more effectively than well-articulated arguments based on reason and facts. It also reflects the arrogance of the fascist globalists, those who feel they are somehow superior to others and that they alone are fit to rule. This reach for empire, the future belongs to us, Nazi mentality, cannot be separated from its cultural context, for a nation's culture clarifies its worldview and sensibilities. In describing Nazi culture under Hitler, Professor George L. Moss might well have been describing popular tastes and prejudices reflected in America today.